Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I do believe we have Brian doing 1 Kings 3.
You want my Bible? Is that okay? You want me to play it or you want to read it?
Yeah, please. What was it, Loretta, again? Loretta.
1 Kings 3.
Until he had made an end of building his own house and the house of the Lord and the wall of Jerusalem round about. Only the people sacrificed in high places because there was no house built unto the name of the Lord until those days. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. Only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. For that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, Ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said, Thou hast shown unto thy servant David my father great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thy so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord, that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, Because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days. And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And he came to Jerusalem, and stood before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and offered up burnt offerings, and offered peace offerings, and made a feast to all his servants. Then came there two women that were harlots unto the king, and stood before him. And the one woman said, O my Lord, I and this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass, the third day after that I was delivered, that this woman was delivered also, and we were together. There was no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house. And this woman's child died in the night, because she overlaid it. And she arose at midnight, and took my son from beside me while thine handmaid slept, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I rose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son which I did bear. And the other woman said, Nay, but the living is my son, and the dead is thy son. And this said, No, but the dead is thy son, and the living is my son. Thus they spake before the king. And said the king, The one saith, This is my son that liveth, and thy son is the dead. And the other saith, Nay, but thy son is the dead, and my son is the living. And the king said, Bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, Divide the living child in two, and give half to the one and half to the other. Then spake the woman, whose the living child was, unto the king. For her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, O my lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. But the other said, Let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it. Then the king answered and said, Give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged. And they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's see here. Roll call. I think I have everyone. Okay. I have Mom.
Yes.
Angela.
Yes. Hello.
Can you tell me who all with you?
Brian, Sophia, and Gilbert, and Mother Man.
Nobody on the other.
You got it?
Oh, okay. You said Hubert, Athea, with you?
And Brian.
Okay. Okay. And I also have Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Auntie Carrie. Auntie Dawn. Sister Shirley. Good evening. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Oh, welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We would like to give thanks to everyone that took time out to give God praises and to honor his name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now, today was set aside to honor all U.S. military personnel who have died while protecting our United States of America. Let's just do a moment of silence just to honor that. Amen, amen. May God bless America.
Amen.
Okay, let's see here. Where am I? Okay, so we have Athelia doing the opening prayer. Am I correct?
Yes.
Let everyone bow their head, please.
Father God, when it comes to you today on this great day of Memorial, I want to first thank you for waking us up this morning and giving us this opportunity to reflect on all of those who have died in the line of work, died whether military, law enforcement, and just remembering the ones who are with you in this kingdom. I just want to thank you for allowing us to come together as a family and just acknowledge that it's only you that continues to allow us to praise you and praise you together as a family, because as a unit, we can do anything. The more prayers we have as a family, the more we will learn together and allow ourselves to continue to obtain the wisdom that you lead us to continue to seek. I want to thank you for bringing us that passage that you brought us last week, because it definitely resonated within me. Because wisdom is something that we all
are blessed, that you have allowed us to keep obtaining just the wisdom to understand this word in its full context. And that, for that, thank you. I want to just thank you for looking over everyone's children this past week and continuing to bless us as we continue to praise you on this prayer line today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that blessing of the prayer line. Let's see, three. Okay, give me a second. I'm running behind. It's been so long since I held a meeting. I'm stumbling, but bear with me. Angela, I just sent the first song to Mom email. I mean, text.
I will.
Again, the attendance, and then we'll go ahead and get started with our program. Amen.
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 Okay, so I have Mother May, Hubert, Brian, Sister Shirley, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Doc, Athelia, Sister Shirley, and myself. Did I miss anyone? Amen, amen, amen. I will start out with Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with us tonight?
Yes, I'm reading Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not standing in the way of sinning, not sitting in the seat of the scold, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that bringeth forth its fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whosoever he doubt shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driven away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, not sinning in the congregation for the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading. I see that out of Psalms 1. Next I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from the book of Psalms, Psalms 33. You are the Lord's people. Obey him and celebrate. He deserves your praise. Praise the Lord with harps. Use your harp with ten strings to make music for him. Sing a new song. Shout. Play beautiful music. The Lord is truthful. He can be trusted. He loves justice and fairness, and he is kind to everyone. Everywhere on earth, the Lord made the heavens and everything in them in his word, by his word. He scooped up the ocean and stored the waters. Everyone in this world should worship and honor the Lord. As soon as he spoke, the world was created. At his command, the earth was formed. Read Psalms 33, 1 through 9. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Psalms. Did I get it right? Psalm 33?
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight? Is Auntie Carrie there?
Yes, I'm here. I had it on mute. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, Philippians 4. I'll start again. Therefore, my beloved, therefore, my brother and dearly beloved, and long for me, my joy and crown, so I stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, followers, help those women which labor with me in the gospel, with Clement, also with the other, my fellow laborers, whose name are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. Let the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep their heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Philippians 4. Next I have Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight? Brother Hubert, I didn't hear you.
I passed.
You know why I called you? So we can have a male voice in the mix. So be ready on the next round. And I'm wondering if Brian can pick up that slack for me.
Yeah,
there we go. I'm coming from Galatians chapter 5:16-26.
I'm sorry, what book, Brian?
Galatians.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I say live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. The acts of sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and of witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep up in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Brother Brian, out of Galatians. Was it 5?
Yes, chapter 5. Yeah, it was chapter 5.
Okay, another male voice. I thought you said you passed. Oh, hallelujah. Huh? Next I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of John, chapter 17. I'm reading verse 20,
20 and 21, then skip down to verse 25 and 26.
Amen.
Amen. I'm praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who will believe in me and through this message. I'm praying that they will all be one just as I am one. As you are in me, Father, I am in you, and may they be in us so that the world will believe you sent me. Oh, righteous Father, the world doesn't know you, but I do, and these disciples know you sent me. I have revealed you to them, and I will continue to do so. Then your love for me will be in them, and I will be in them. Amen, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of John 17. Next I have is Etheria. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Loretta, let me correct you on her name. It's Sophia, or you can call her Cece.
I'm sorry, Angela. I can barely hear you.
Oh, she was just saying that you were just slightly pronouncing my name a little wrong. My name is Sophia, or you can just call me Fee or Cece. Yeah.
Okay,
so
I tried that last week.
Yeah,
I tried that one last week, and
like
I got
you that. I know who you're talking to. It's cool. I feel the love all right now. So I'm just having a great day. Didn't have anything in particular, but so I'm just going to reflect back on just a Bible study just had just the other night, which comes out of Acts chapter 6. Just a portion of that. In those days when the number of disciples was increasing, the Grecian Jews amongst the complaint against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. Got a little tongue-tied. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, it would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers, chose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of spirit and wisdom. We will turn into responsibility. We will turn this responsibility over to them, and we will give our attention to prayer and ministry of the word. Now that's coming from Acts 1-4. And just reflecting on what I was able to learn thus far from that passage, and basically when the apostles were doing Jesus' work, acts, actions, but they were getting complaints from the widows of the followers, but they were the Grecian followers, which didn't have the same cultural views as the Hebrews, but they didn't think they were getting the widows, had that issue with not getting the same amount of funds. And that's when the disciples basically established what we know now is the way the church is set up, in a sense. It was basically growing it from just the apostles to the church. So I just want to thank God for allowing me to learn, you know, the story and continue, you know, on this journey and to do this Bible study, because all these stories are beautiful stories, and I've learned more and more that there are stories. And just want to thank everyone for listening, and praise God, and amen.
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 Oh, amen, amen, amen. Thank you for that reading out of Acts 6. Now,
yes.
Spell your name for me.
It's A, S like Frank, I, A.
Ophelia.
Yeah, Ophelia, yes.
Okay, because yes. I don't want to get cold again.
Ophelia.
I got scolded last week for saying Fifi, and then I got scolded this week for saying it incorrectly again. So now I think I have it correct, and we're all in the word tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you for that reading again out of Acts. Ophelia. I was putting a TH in there instead of the F. Okay, I got
it.
I had a TH.
Yeah, I was saying, okay, it's Ophelia. We all feel it in. You know, the present. Yes, but you can call me Fia. Everybody calls me Fia. Just drop the A and just say Fia, Fia, simple, Fia. And that's what everybody calls
got
me,
it.
Just Fia.
Amen, amen. Okay, next I have Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Acts 5, 1 through 11. And the separate is community dishonesty. The early church was an impressive body. It was a growing and thriving group of people deeply committed to each other and to the meeting of each other's needs. All who had land or other possessions sold them and brought the proceeds and laid them at the apostles' feet. The money was distributed to those in need. Scripture also says that the believer shared everything they had, and that come out of Acts 4:32. Then we come to Acts 5, and a sour note is sounded. Satan enters the heart of Ananias and Sapphira. He put pride in their heart and called them to lie about the sale of their property. Dishonesty and deceit had crept into the Christian community. This honesty called us to pretend to be something other than what we really are. It turned us into hypocrites. The word hypocrite comes from the Greek hypocrita, referring to a person in Greek literature who played a part on the stage. This act became known as a hypocritical. That is one who hides behind the mask. Many Christians also play the same game. Our motives are not as pure as our action might seem to indicate. Yet, we have a set of responsibility for which we are held accountable. We are to take seriously our personal integrity. We are accountable in the end to God, because when we sin directed against God. And at the same time, we are accountable to the body of Christ. For no one lives to oneself or sin to oneself. Or sin always affects someone else. When Ananias and Stephen lied to the Holy Spirit, they committed a sin that led to death. This kind of sin could not be allowed to exist in the early church. The dishonesty of Ananias and Stephen and the result discipline to God is a lesson for the church today. God is still in the business of judging sin. When believers recognize the seriousness of sin and refuse to allow it to continue, the Church of Jesus Christ will grow incredible, powerful in its witness, and it will see scores of unbelievers added to its number regularly. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother May. Next I have Sister Angela, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming out of John 16:12-13. I'm going to read from the New International Version. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. This is Jesus speaking. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. The devotion today out of the Holy Bible, if you have that on your app, talks about this, the Spirit of truth. Each time we reread the Gospels, we learn something new.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit of truth, Jesus knew the apostles wouldn't be able to understand everything he had told them immediately. It would take time and would need the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit. It is no easier to distinguish truth today than for the apostles. We are also still coming to a better understanding of the scriptures as they are living word of God, meant for the times in which they were written as well as today. We are still in need of the guidance of the Spirit to understand what God wants us to learn from him today and how the scriptures apply to our decisions. We are always in the process of learning more and more about Jesus and his teaching. Just as with the apostles, we cannot grasp it all at once. We need to take advantage of all opportunities to grow in our faith. Each time we read the Gospels, we learn something new. We see things different ways depending on what is going on in our lives. Sometimes we need consolation, sometimes motivation to act more generously or to ask forgiveness for unchristian behavior. I'm always surprised when I read a passage that I have probably read or heard many times before and really see it for the first time. Each time, the Spirit draws me to new insights. May the Spirit of truth continue to guide us. And in prayer, thank you, Lord, for sending your Spirit to the apostles and to us. May we continue to pray for the wisdom and knowledge the Spirit brings to us. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Angela, out of John 16. We're moving on to the sick and shut-ins. And before I go into the prayer, I say let's have a moment of silence for our schools and everyone else that was affected by the shooting this past week. Amen. May God continue to lift everyone up and help them through their grieving period. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Let's see here. Is there anyone I need to add or take off the sick and shut-in list? If I miss anyone, just let me be aware of that. So if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in, and we're praying for Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Lowe's family, Auntie Dot, Wileen, Sylvia, Tangie, Joseph, Uncle Dave, Uncle James, let's see here, Ophelia, Ryan, Angela grandkids, Kamisha, Mary Ann and family, Norris, Loretta, Geraldine and family, and all the kids that passed on this week. And anyone else that stands in the need of a prayer. Lord, we look upon you with eyes of mercy. May your healing hands rest upon all the sick and shut-ins. And may your life-giving powers flow into every cell of their body and into the depths of their souls. cleansing them, purifying them, restoring them to wholeness and strength for your service and your kingdom. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay, we have reached a part for birthdays. I have the week of the 29th through June 4th.
Yes. Yeah. And I have on today a Jalen. On June 1st, I have Jada. On June 3rd, I have Carla. On June 5th, I have Kaya and Carlos. Are there any other birthdays? Oh, my goodness, my grandbaby. June 5th. That's next week. Never mind. Okay. I went to June 5th. That's my problem. Okay.
On his birthday, it's Monday.
June 2nd, right, Emmett Lewis.
I'm sorry?
June 2nd, Emmett Lewis.
Annette.
Okay. Emmett Lewis, June 2nd.
All righty.
Amen, amen, amen. I tell you, God has a way of working things out because I have Sister Angela singing the birthday song.
Oh, my God. I still am looking for my boy. It won't come back to me. But I will try. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I told you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Andrew, I have to say you did start it out like Hubert.
I told you my voice was coming back.
Dragging
help me find it. Help me find it.
Praise God. Thank you for that beautiful song, Sister Angela. Let's see here. We are on praise report, testimony, songs, poem, or even more Bible verses. And I will start out with Sister Shirley. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Yeah, glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Sister Shirley. Next I have Mother May. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Well, I'm going to use my program that I had to do today at church. I'm going to use that as a praise report or whatever y'all want to call it. Anyway, I'm just going to go over the whole program, okay? And I'm going to say, good evening. God, for giving God all the glory and all the honor, thanking him for this day and being the head of my life. giving honor to our Pastor Austin, giving honor to our troop on the Memorial Weekend, thanking God for the opportunity to speak on praying until something happens. Push, which can be an abbreviation for praying until something happens. Push. Prayer is the answer to healing. In spite of modern medicine, God is the source of our true healing. Mainly, our focus should be towards healing in our soul. We are so quick to give up in prayer. Our emotion and circumstance lead us to stop praying. Women, this was our Women's Day program also. We need to encourage each other to continue to endure in prayer, no matter how difficult our situation may seem. Prayer and faithful living does have a reward. Then I looked up some examples of the story in the Bible. Hezekiah was the first one. 2 Kings 21:11. He demonstrated a pattern of righteousness, praying, grace, healing, and deliverance. It became a favorite story to many Christians for meditation and demonstration on how powerful God is. The story focused on how God delivered us from the oppression, whom hunger and thirst for God, righteousness. God does not deliver the oppressed because they are oppressed. He did it because they was hungry and thirsty for God. Hezekiah's story illustrates how believers can face things that are happening in the world and how we can seize the moment at the altar and pray until deliverance comes. And the other story come out of David, 1 Samuel 17. David was a believer and one of God's favorites. He was a small man in stature, but had a big heart, courage, and commitment. He was able to think big, then the challenge being bigger than the obstacle, and act if impossible to not fail. In his faith, God gave him the strength to defeat the giant Goliath. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel 3:16-28, the kind of Babylon Nebuchadnezzar threw these Hebrew men into the fiery furnace for refusing to bow down to his image. The Hebrew was committed to their faith in God, even when knowing the God was faith them. Because of their faith, God delivered them from evil, and in doing so, brought the king to recognize the power of God. Then we check out Daniel. 6:18-24. Daniel's story is of both courage, bravery, and most of all, faithfulness. He served God and God alone. He was uncompromised to bow down and adapt to people that tried to form him with their opinion and rule. Therefore, King Darius, who listened to other advisors, reluctant to throw Daniel in the lion's den to punish him. However, the next morning he was amazed to see that Daniel was still alive. Those that accused Daniel of wrongdoing was cast into the lion's den and was killed at once. In closing, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are the generation that prophesies our own self-care and mental wellness. Still, we are not great to take care of ourselves and not to forget about you and your power. God, forgive us in your forgiveness. Please be with us when we do everything in our power to heal ourselves. God, help us to realize that we are unable to turn to you. God, you enable us to deal with life's challenges with confidence and great anticipation. Encourage us to look to you and worship you daily, no matter what our day may bring. Help us to take both the good and the bad and turn it over to you. Continue to help us remain focused in prayer, to pray until something happens. For your grace, goodness, and your presence around us as we seek to serve your kingdom on earth. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, for taking us to church, basically. You came out of, you shared with us several books, and that was awesome. Thank you so much, Mother May, for that church service. Amen.
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 Amen. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Let's see here. Brother Hubert, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Praise God. Praise God. What do you mean put you on the spot? It comes every Sunday.
I'm going to sing a song.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
I know the Lord will make a way.
Yes, he will.
I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. He'll make a way for you. He'll lead you safely through. I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes. He will. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will make a way. I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Hubert. You made up for the first round. Hey, praise Lord.
You know
when
the pressure's on, when
you don't
like a pressure cook.
Okay. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay, I will go next. Let's see. Okay, I'm reading from Thirty Thoughts for Victory Living. The title is Feed Your Faith. And it goes on to say, as a child of God, you have the power within you to overcome the world. That includes everything in the world and everything the world brings your way. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing the word of God. Now, as you hear the word of God and store it in your heart, your faith in God grows stronger. When the enemy tries to attack you through sickness, fear, worry, financial, just put your faith to work by declaring the word of God. Declare that by his stripes you are healed. Declare that perfect love casts out all fears. And declare that God shall supply all of your needs. Declare that because you are born of God, you have faith to overcome the world. Store the word of God in your heart today so that you can declare it in your day of need. Amen.
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 Man.
Okay, next I have Auntie Dot.
I pass.
Okay, let's see, Ophelia, any praise and poem, testimony song, a poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
As I am growing in my faith, you know, you're just young, and it's young, but it's strong. But I know that it's young because I need to continue to obtain the wisdom that God is putting before me and study the word more. So with that being said, I'm just going to continue from where I was reading from earlier and just speak of what I continue, you know, what I just took from it and how it just relates just to, you know, just every day, because I definitely know without that word, everything is not going to make sense. You don't, I don't want to, you know, allow anything to take away from his word. But I definitely am appreciating the way God has allowed me to just learn more and more and relate, because that's what got me to really believe. It was the relatability that I was able to relate back to my life. So I'm going to continue on, and I end it, and I know I'm going to kind of butcher some of these names from the Chosen Seven, from Acts, but I'm going to go ahead and read Acts 5 through 7, which we ended our weekly Bible study with, which was going to go like this. The proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man of full faith and of the Holy Spirit. Also, Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from, I'm going to say, Antioch, and converts to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. And I've definitely felt it's very, very knowledgeable as far as what's going on in this portion of the Bible, because this is just showing how the church is just growing and the role of the church as far as the roles of the people that are appointed and really anointed until that was positioning. And it starts out with the choosing of the seven. And relating it to today, I think that we all, as true believers, you know, need to make sure that we continue to pull from the word and listen to the word when it comes down to where we choose to worship at as far as the church. And that's coming from a person that has been deterred from the church, because all I see is the bad, because there are bad. So that bad recognize the bad, and it'll make you be like the corruption and things of that nature. But this lets you know that there was a process to which the people who are in the church was put in those positions. So just making sure you're choosing the right place to worship, because that's the thing. The devil, he's a sucker. He comes in many forms, and he's the master of all schemes. So we need to make sure that the ones that we do follow is following his word, because his word is the truth. And I'm just appreciating God more and more for allowing me to understand, because I know more than ever. I see what deterred me, but also it was just about the right timing, because it's all God's speed. And, again, love these stories. They're our stories, and that's how I relate them back to, you know, me and everyone. And I can feel real joyous to just be like, man, the Bible, it's real. It's everyone's stories. And for that, Jesus Christ, I give you all the glory, all, everything for that. You gave me just so much wisdom when I needed it for my children, allowing me to continue to grow, teaching me how to be more of the godly woman that I need to be for my kids, taking the pride out of my heart, taking the jealousy out of my heart, allowing me to just look to the positive. And that's you, all you. In Jesus' name, I thank you for that. All right.
Amen. 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 Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Ophelia, for the praise report and the reading out of 6 and 7 Acts. Amen. Amen. Next, I have Brian. Any praise report, testimony, song you would like to share with the group tonight? Okay, and I have Sister Angela.
Yes. I'm sorry, a couple of things. I wanted to have a testimony first. You guys heard Ophelia keep saying that we had Bible study, so I just want to say how proud I was of my family here in this house. We conducted Bible study together, and we went through the Acts, and it was just like we were in church. It was beautiful, the sharing and the love, and that's just one of the prayers that I've had up to Jesus, and the blessings came down on that evening. So thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
I'm crying.
Okay.
So the second part that I wanted to share, as you know, we're celebrating Memorial Day. We're honoring our fallen soldiers. But I'm not going to let this day go past that we do not honor our family and the losses that we've had over the past year, I would say. So they were our heroes as well. So I'm just going to recap some names. If I miss anyone, please, please let me know. As I recall, I'm thinking it's in the order that I remember, so I could be wrong. But we had Brother Jimmy Simmons, who passed away. We had Uncle Willie Williams. We had Uncle Hezekiah Lowe. We had our very own brother, Daniel Lowe. We had Sister Hazel Millen. We had Sister Geraldine. And I want to say, Sister Shirley, you had someone in your family that passed that I may have missed. Is that true?
One of the aunts.
I'm trying to think. This year went by so swiftly. Yes, that was my aunt, but that was year before last.
It was a year before.
Oh.
Okay. I want to make sure.
Yeah.
I want to make sure. Yeah, Mama's been telling me about camp, and I said, that wasn't 6 months ago, Ma. But, you know,
yeah.
We still do want to recognize and honor all of our family members. You know, I always say Daniel is my hero. He was my moving buddy. You guys know I moved almost every year when I was in Atlanta. And he always came to my rescue. And this weekend we were putting together some handles on cabinets. And Daniel wanted to help me with that, but I never had enough time to do it. So every time I put one handle up, I thought about him telling me what to do and how to do it. So his spirit was here with us this weekend. But again,
I know that all of our losses are dear to us. So this is one poem that I found that I wanted to share. The title is Just One More Day. Sometimes I wonder what I would say if we had just one more day. Would I tell you the news from home? Ask you about where you now roam? Would I tell you all the things left unsaid? The guilt and regret still in my head? Would I want to know that you're okay? Beg you, please, to come back and stay. Would I not say all that much and just reach out for one last touch? I don't know what I would say, but I do sure wish for that one more day. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that beautiful poem. If I only have one more day, I talk to Daniel every day. I just can't help it, especially around holidays. He's definitely trying to get a hold of you.
Okay. He'd be out there trying to cook in a wheelchair right now. Hubert has something he wanted to share.
Okay, Brother Hubert.
I would like for us also to add on to the issue we was having our memorials for. I also would like for us to honor the veterans in our family. Uncle Billy, Tony Nellon, Marcus.
Candy.
And anyone else that I might have. Oh, Virgil Phelps.
The kid's father, Joseph.
Yes, Joseph Sherman.
Yeah. Anicia's husband, I don't know his name. He's still in the military.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'd like to all wishing them a happy Memorial Day for those that still living and those that are past that have a moment of silence than they've had.
Amen. Amen. Sister Shirley, did you have someone to add to that list of services?
My brother. Sergeant Jerry L. Moore, Sergeant John E. Moore, and Corporal William R. Moore, and my husband, Sergeant Joseph L. Lewis.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, that took care of the second round, which, where are we? Okay, so now we need to assign parts for next week, correct? So
yes,
who volunteered for First King 4? Okay. Opening prayer, blessing the prayer line next week.
Brian.
Come on, back.
Brian,
I'm going to hold you to it this time.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, how about a volunteer for the closing prayer? Oh, everybody, don't speak at once. I just need one person. Okay, between Angela and myself, we'll fill that in. Amen.
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 Okay. We're coming to the closing part, and if everyone would bow their head, and Mom would lead us out in our closing prayer.
Okay, before I say that, I just want to say our pastor recognized Daniel today.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was
great.
That went to his church. So I was thinking about my brother, but he came and did it, so thank God for that. So
yes,
I just want to thank everybody for that. Yeah, I just want to thank everybody that's on the line today, because we could be anywhere, but we took time out to just be with us and carry this program out. And I thank God for it. And I'm going to just read this prayer here. It says, oh God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the wisdom to know that we are created for your glory. We praise you for your tender mercy and loving kindness. As we just have to turn off and to wait for your instruction, we pray daily for a fresh awareness of our dependence on you as we seek to do great work in your vineyard. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother May, for that beautiful closing prayer. And the song I chose is I Will Trust in the Lord. Amen.
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 Come on, put
Exactly what it meant, but now I do, and that song just touched my heart over and over again. So praise
Amen.
God, hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to play it again. You go ahead and do your closing prayer, and I'm going to play it again.
On the end, okay. Oh, well, this was a great program tonight. That concludes our program. And we pray that everything that was shared will help us in our walk with Jesus this week in faith. Father God, send your hedge of angels down to watch over everyone, especially the ones that are traveling. And Father God, we love you and thank you for the Holy Spirit. And I have to say, the East Coast is coming up to an end on their Memorial Day celebration. And look like the West Coast has a few more hours to spend on their Memorial Day. So I pray that everyone had a wonderful day or having a wonderful day. And everyone stay full of love and safe. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. We love you, and good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
The Lord, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I will praise the Lord.
In the school of the Lord. I will trust. Let me hear you say it. Let me hear you say it. I will trust. Come on. In the Lord. Alone. Until I die.
We can't hear you. Say that again.
I said, y'all can drop off if you want to, but we're going to keep on worshiping on this phone for a little while longer.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. One more time. Help me say it. I know it's early this morning, but let me say it. I will trust. I don't hear you. In Okay, I don't know how much time you have left, but I love you all. Have a blessed night.
Yeah, everybody has some drops off, so usually drop off. We just do it on off the air.
Okay, love you.
All right, have a great day.
You too. You all too.
All righty, bye bye.
Good night.
Good night.
I will trust, let me hear, in the Lord, let me hear you say it, I will trust, come on, in the Lord, how long, until I die, let me say it, I will trust, my, 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 in. Oh,
Until
will trust in, that's old school, the Lord. I will trust, let me hear it, in the Lord. Let me hear you say it. I will trust, come on, in the Lord. How long? Until I die. Said, I will trust my
in the Lord.
Oh,
I will trust
yeah.
in the Lord.
Oh.
Yeah.